Christians in Nigeria need prayer after deadly riots. Compassion gets an honor for stewardship, and a ministry to the disabled shares the hope of Christ on a new television show. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The destruction from the religious riots in Nigeria's Kano state is still being assessed. The riots came last month, the cause of which is slowly coming to light. Voice of the Martyrs candidates Glenn Penner says it started when
a group of Muslim students barged into a room that was shared by a couple Christian students at a local secondary school. When the school principal arrived on the scene, the Muslims said that these two fellows had drawn a picture of Muhammad on a local mosque, and we're now planning an attack on Muslim students.
The situation continued to snowball, resulting in a riot which left at least 9 Christians dead.
Nigerian Christians do continue to reach out and to spread the gospel, but of course there is concern and fear of violence, and Christians in the north are asking, you know, is it necessary for us to move to the south as well?
Christian leaders are urging people not to retaliate or inflame the situation.
Pray that they'll be able to teach and instill in their young men particularly how to respond to persecution in a Christ-like fashion.
Next, Uganda is taking the next step to fight HIV/AIDS by producing antiretroviral drugs to treat the disease. However, World Gospel Mission is doing everything they can to stop HIV/AIDS from spreading and much more. WGM's Lisa Fish says it starts with young people. She explains how.
The country has 28 million people, and over half of them are 15 years old and younger. What we're trying to do is develop youth pastors and then youth ministries programs that will teach evangelism and then discipling these youth who then would learn in some of their lessons about purity, integrity in their own lives, and healing.
Fish says the youth leader training isn't completed when the classroom work is done.
I require them to immediately go out and practice the evangelism program, and we have had more than 30 people in just since around June or May who have received Christ.
In January, youth leaders will be taught how to write lessons. From those, a lesson book will be developed for churches across Uganda. You're listening to Mission Network News. The world's still watching after the deadly military violence against peaceful protesters in Myanmar. World Evangelical Alliance has rounded up several ways Christians can respond to the situation right now. The list includes petitions and contact information for influential leaders, as well as ways you can further educate yourself on the situation in Myanmar. World Evangelical Alliance believes the violence will continue and Christians should take action and encourage others to do the same. Meanwhile, Compassion International has been honored for their stewardship. They received the Charity Navigator's coveted 4-star rating for sound fiscal management for the 6th consecutive year. That puts Compassion in the top 1% of charities evaluated by Charity Navigator. How does this help them? Well, as more people trust Compassion, they're more likely to financially support them. In doing so, this allows them to reach even more children with the gospel. And pain and suffering brings up difficult spiritual questions. Johnny and Friends will try to answer those questions on their new weekly program airing on DirecTV. It'll premiere October 19th. Viewers will hear a unique message, says Steve Appel.
Currently in our society and at this time, I'm not sure there's another program out there that's addressing these issues. Sometimes they'll gloss over it or they'll just say all things work for the glory of God, and that's not what somebody wants to hear when they're suffering.
Founder Johnny Erickson Tata will host the show. In the future, the program may air on Fox and ABC Family stations, giving even more people a chance to hear the gospel. Appel asked believers to pray.
People could pray that this program touches millions of people's hearts, that their hearts are open to receive the gospel, that they're open to receive that God is trustworthy, He's faithful, but He doesn't always reveal everything, and many things we won't know this side of heaven.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.